Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. But come on. Do you remember? We were shipwrecked together. Stranded out the far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My friend and cohort is Greg Kot. And if you want to be among the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. It really helps keep us going. And we want to say thank you, Andrew Daniel. He's a Patreon supporter. Thanks, Andrew. Greg, we have so much music in our heads. We often use these bonus podcasts to take a trip to the desert island, pop a quarter in the jukebox and play something we can't live without. Can you give us a little hint?
Yes, Jim. I want to celebrate one of the great voices, if not the voice, of Brazilian music.
Ah, okay. I'm eager to go to Brazil. We'll hear about who that is in a minute on this bonus podcast. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, Greg, we're back with this bonus Desert Island jukebox from Brazil. Who?
Yes, indeed. I wanted to say a few words about Astrud Gilberto, died at age 83 recently. Astrud Gilberto is probably world famous. Not probably. She is world famous because of one song, The Girl from Ipanema.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story goes that Astrud was in the studio while her husband at the time, Chau Gilberto, was recording an album with the great jazz saxophonist Stan Getz. It was a melding of Brazilian music and cool West Coast jazz. There was a natural affinity between those two sounds.
Yeah.
And now the jazz community was sort of blending in with the Brazilian bossa nova community to create music, which was just absolutely spectacularly wonderful. It's a great era.
That rhythm cannot be denied.
And, you know, Astrud had never sung professionally before, but, you know, Getz said, we need a female voice on this track. And, you know, she stepped to the microphone and Getz was like, whoa, this is amazing. He loved it so much that he went on to make several more albums with Astrud after this particular session.
Well, it became a viable genre for the music industry, making money.
And I think the one impression that left, and much of the music that was made from the Bossa Nova movement, you know, Jobim, you know, got there first with his, just as a composer, but that it was sort of beach music. It was, you know, sun-dappled and breezy and light and gentle. Music.
Well, a close companion to that genre that later became called space age bachelor pad music,
right.
Or lounge music.
Yeah, it was very loungy and very easy listening, right? And really nothing could be further from the truth, because that music was incredibly subversive and did feed right into the Tropicália movement in the late 60s. You know, and the voices again, you know, the Caetano Velosos of the world, Gilberto Gil, they were beautiful, gentle voices, but what they were singing was just beneath the surface.
That's how
revolutionary.
They got past the censors, and some of them wound up paying a stiff price under government persecution.
Exactly. Some of them got exiled, you know. Astrud never thought of herself as a political artist, but she too had an edge to her. And, you know, she and her husband broke up quickly. They had a very short-term relationship. Chacho Gilberto, who is a major Brazilian artist in his own right. But Astrud went on to have a very long and productive career as a solo artist, and then later on as a songwriter, too. She did it all. I would highly recommend the solo records that she put out post The Girl from Ipanema as an example of the kind of work she was doing.
Well, and
they're
she apparently did not make money from that worldwide global hit, right? She didn't get paid.
Well, you know, she wouldn't have been the first artist to you know, get screwed by a label, right? She was doing some fascinating music in that era throughout the 60s and into the 70s and 80s. Maria Quiet is a song that I want to highlight. It's not one of her better-known songs, but it's a great song. It's from her 1966 recording sessions, and it's basically a samba. But it's a feminist anthem. It casts women as endlessly in service to others, endlessly working, endlessly taken for granted. And again, the voice has this gentleness to it. But beneath the surface, there's a seething quality to it. Like, I am really not enjoying this at all, and it's about time that we turn the tables a little bit here on the patriarchy. For its time, a very radical statement, especially from a Brazilian woman. This was not commonplace to hear in Brazilian songs. Here is the great Astrud Gilberto on Maria Quiet from 1966 on Sound Opinions.
They say that I was born of slave mucama and white men. My father slept in iron bed, my mother on cold sand. When my father called, my mother would come, never said a word as if she were dumb. A woman who will talk too much is soon to lose her man. They say God made men first and made the woman.
Maria Quiet from Astrud Gilberto. I'm going to the desert island, and you know, it's appropriate that desert island has a beach on it, and you can play this song and go, whoa, there's a lot more going on here than I first realized.
You know,
right?
Check out the streaming playlist of all of her music and put it on shuffle and just enjoy.
Absolutely.
A cocktail, even if it's not on the desert island in your backyard. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.